The 2024 season began as Cougar fans had hoped. A dominating win in week one.
Play fake. Jake lofts it up. Looking for JoJo! Touchdown! JoJo Phillips! 57 yards for the score!
Now, BYU takes the show on the road to the Lone Star State for a crucial non-conference matchup with SMU in Dallas.
We are all ready to go. The guys looked really prepared game one, and so we're just going to take another jump to week two.
It's time for BYU football as the Cougars face the Mustangs on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Live play-by-play coverage of BYU football is brought to you by All Pro Capital Real Estate Investments, by Les Olson IT, your office technology partner, and by Smith's Food and Drug, fresh for everyone. Now, let's take you inside the All Pro Capital broadcast booth at Gerald J. Ford Stadium in Dallas, Texas, and join Hans Olson, along with the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU and SMU just moments away. The Cougs getting ready to take the field, led by their flag bearers, who tonight are Tijon Karoma and Fui Vakapuna, bearing the alumni flags, the USA flag being carried out by the running back, Sione Moa. There's also a linebacker named Sione Moa for BYU. The Texas flag being carried out by Jonathan Cabea, and the Big 12 flag by McKay Hillstead. And here come the Cougars and those flag bearers as the captains go to midfield. BYU's captains tonight, Chase Roberts, Cody Epps, Connor Pay, and Tanner Wall. The referee is Cravon Barrett, and he will bring the captains to midfield to shake hands. They'll toss a coin. The next voice you hear will be that of our referee, Cravon Barrett.
Gentlemen, welcome. Welcome, Mr. Weber, our honorary guest here with us. Okay. BYU, you are the visitors, you
yes,
will call it. Okay. That is tails. That is heads. That is tails. That is heads. What would you like to call?
Heads.
Heads is the call. It is tails. You want the ball?
You want that shit, yeah.
Okay. Which way would you guys like to kick?
SMU won the toss. Connor Pay called heads. It was tails. And SMU is elected to receive the ball, it appears.
SMU have won the toss and elected to receive.
BYU will kick off from south to north, our right to our left. So BYU's coin toss record in the Kalani Sitake era drops to 50-54. So just under 500 on a 50-50 proposition, they say. We've got our kickoff coming up, and it is brought to you by the BYU Salt Lake Center. Advance your education in the heart of Salt Lake City. Learn more at slc.byu.edu. BYU in white jerseys, white pants, and navy blue helmets with a white face mask, a very crisp look. SMU in white helmets, red jerseys, and white pants with blue accents. BYU and SMU meeting for the fifth time all time. They've had two bowl meetings and two regular season meetings. And BYU's 4-0. In fact, SMU's the opponent that BYU's beaten more without a loss in program history. A perfect 4-0.
Well, they just have their number, and you hope they keep their number. And I wish I could go back in time and have this feeling right now with the helmet on and the pads on, that first pop, Greg, in a big matchup like this. There's nothing like it. That first hit, that first run out onto the field, I'm just looking at these guys, and I've got these nerves in my guts for them because of how excited I am for them and how excited I know they are. Oh, and by the way, if anybody's wondering, Tijon Karoma's biceps are still as big as his quads. I saw him running the flag out, and it looks like he's got four legs on his body. He is an unbelievably built man.
Will Farron will kick it off from right to left, south to north here at the stadium. Back to return, Roderick Daniels Jr. and Rashard Smith, a wide receiver and a running back. Daniels had 113 rushing and receiving yards against BYU back in the 2022 New Mexico Bowl. Rashard Smith is the Miami transfer and the leading rusher for this year's Mustangs. Here we go, BYU and SMU. Great to have you along from Big D. Farron approaches, boot to ball. The back spinner will be into and through the end zone for a touchback. SMU out to the 25-yard line. First down and 10. Starting quarterback for the Mustangs, Preston Stone, 6'1", 214, the junior. We expect to see both him and Kevin Jennings under center. See who BYU opens up with defensively and if they open up in that nickel.
You got to watch Preston Stone. He's going to come out and he's going to try some of these easy tosses. They do love the motion fly sweeps. They've got a lot of speed and a lot of talent. I expect them to try to hit on the outsides of BYU first, Greg.
BYU in nickel, both safeties, Wall and Alfrey, with Collins, Robinson, and Johnson. So Johnson and Collins corners, Robinson in nickel corner, and the safeties, Wall and Alfrey. A 4-2-5 for BYU on first and 10. Shotgun snap to Stone. He will throw in the right flat to the tight end RJ Maryland, and shooting in to make a nice tackle was Mark Collins on the edge. So a first down completion to the tight end RJ Maryland, but for just 2 yards for Maryland. That was his 10th catch of the season, and they've gone right back to the ball as they will hurry it up. And right back in the gun is Stone with Smith off his left hip. An audible as they go trips left and a single wide right. Ball near hash, second down 8, early seconds of this game. Knee-high snap to Stone, hands to Smith. They strung it out, and stopped for a loss is Brashard Smith. Harrison Taggart finishes off, but it was a host of Cougars there to meet Smith on the run to the right, setting up a third and long.
Well, here's the great thing. Blake Mangelson is able to go out to the outside, and he's going to hold contain. Blake Mangelson at the defensive end position, he fights off the block, gets outside, and makes sure he comes down with that tackle.
Third down and 11 on a loss of 3. Stone in the gun. Now the back is L.J. Johnson Jr. Passing situation for the Mustangs. On a short drop, Stone tapping the toes in the backfield, and he goes down. Jack Kelly with the sack between the hash marks back at the 16-yard line. And SMU will punt it away. A defensive three and out for the Cougars on the Mustangs. First try on the field.
Tyler Batty's the first one to get there, and he got there with a nice speed rush. And he's right there through the power, and he's there to really make Stone scramble. And Jack Kelly sees it, comes up, and cleans it up. That, hey, by the way, that's a coverage sack. When you're talking about a 2.5 count, that is a coverage sack.
And for his career now, 17.5 career sacks for the Weber State transfer. Parker Kingston back to return the punt from Isaac Pearson. Kingston will call fair catch and make it at the 35 of BYU. So a solid start for the Cougs on defense. The BYU offense taking the field for the first time tonight. We see Darius Lassiter on the field for the first time this season. It'll be Lassiter and Roberts, wide receivers in the set, as BYU will set up first and 10 from the Cougar 35-yard line. The offensive line for BYU from left to right, Etienne, Lapuaho, Pei, Macassini, and Keim. Lassiter and Roberts, wide receivers left and right. Double tight to the right. The running back is L.J. Martin off the right hip of Jake Retzlaff. Those tight ends now split. Hill to the right and Tasse to the left. So two wides, two tights. First and 10, Cougars at their own 35. They're in pistol with Martin behind Retzlaff. Jake will clap the hands, turn and give to L.J. L.J. running to the left. Nothing but red shirts there. No gain on the play. Maybe a yard, but there was just no blocking in front of L.J. Martin.
Ahmad Walker, their middle backer, he is good. He's not one of their best players. He's good. He scrapes to the outside. This is all a defensive front. You've locked up every offensive lineman, and it just allows Ahmad Walker to scrape right over the top, untouched, and make the tackle. So, Greg, you got to see early. You got to see the offensive lineman be able to get to the second level and pick up a guy like Ahmad Walker.
They gave him a yard, second down and 9. Ball near hash, BYU right to left. Retzlaff in the gun. L.J. Martin will now move into pistol formation, 3 yards back of Retzlaff. Wides to either side, tight ends to either side. Retzlaff will look to the far right side. Throw for Lassiter, but he makes the catch out of bounds. Incomplete. It'll be third down and 9. So SMU got to a 3rd and 11 on its first series. BYU a 3rd and 9 on its first series. And that was just into the sideline area to the right, the far right. And Lassiter makes a catch, but well out of bounds. The Cougs will go with Cody Epps in as tight ends check out. And it'll be trips to the right with wide receivers Roberts, Epps, and Lassiter. Single tight end left. On the formation is Reiner Swanson. They'll vacate Martin. Now bring him back to the right hip of Retzlaff. So trips to the right on a 3rd down and 9. BYU its own 36-yard line. Pocket holds for Retzlaff. Throws to the crosser. Tight end makes the catch and has the first down. Out to the line to gain. And that is Reiner Swanson, with his first catch as a Cougar. The freshman moves the sticks for BYU on third down and 9, a gain of 10.
Now, Reiner Swanson lines up attached on the left side of this offensive line, and he doesn't go behind in motion. He actually cuts in front of the offensive line. So between the offensive line and the second line of defense, goes all the way to the other side of the field, and you see Retzlaff spots him just as he's passing the hash and drops it off to him for a really nice gain.
BYU now 8 for 16 on third downs this season. L.J. Martin will be the deep tail as Retzlaff goes under center on first and 10 from the BYU 46-yard line. Ball far hash. They fake jet sweep, and Retzlaff is caught up on a keeper. A ball comes loose. SMU claims to have recovered, and it is SMU football. A fumble lost by Jake Retzlaff and BYU on the first offensive series. And that didn't look right from the get-go.
No, there's some offensive confusion. Jake sends him in motion, and as he's kind of wrapping around on the keep, you're going to see, and I've talked at length about him, Elijah Roberts, number 5. He's an NFL talent. He reaches out with that big paw, and he bats it loose. Jake Retzlaff carrying it just a little bit soft. He doesn't have the 4 points of contact clamped down, and Elijah Roberts is able to knock it loose. Elijah Roberts is a turnover machine, Greg. He's a guy that I've absolutely coined all week long. You've got to protect against him. He will cause fumbles, he will get sacked, and he will cause mayhem.
BYU's lost 5 straight games when minus in the margin, 8-23 in the Sitake era when minus. BYU minus 1 on the first giveaway of the year. Short field now for the Mustangs at the BYU 43. Play fake, pressure in on Stone, and he is going down. Back at the 45 of SMU. Blake Mangelson got a crack at him and may have been the one to get credit for the sack, but 2 were in. Was it Kelly and Mangelson?
Yes, it was Jack Kelly again. So Jack Kelly and Blake Mangelson working together at the line of scrimmage with a couple of different stunts, and they find each other in the backfield.
46-yard line of SMU is the spot. Second down and now 21, loss of 11. They'll put Stone in the gun. Play action. Throw left flat, well defended, and minimal gain on the play on the completion to Jake Bailey, but he's tackled immediately at the boundary. And so third down and long coming up for SMU. It'll be third down and 18 from a second and 21. And already 2 sacks for BYU, and Jack Kelly's been involved in both of them. 11-10 to play, 11-11 officially in the opening quarter. Third down and 19 for SMU, back at its own 48-yard line. BYU's defense helping to mitigate the damage of an early BYU giveaway. Jack Retzlaff on the fumble, a fumble loss near midfield. Here we go. Third down, 19. The line to gain is the BYU 33-yard line. Stone is in gun. Jalen Knighton, the running back off his right hip. He'll go off into a route as Stone evades a tackle and shuffling to his left simply has to throw it away. And the BYU defense has been exemplary in its first 2 times on the field. A 3 and out and another 3 and out as they went behind the sticks on the big sack. And now on a 4th and 19, SMU will punt it away. So no damage done from the Retzlaff fumble.
No damage done, but it's going to be damage done to Harrison Taggart because he came through free, untouched, up a gut blitz, and he just missed. That's one that you're going to wish you had back for the rest of your life. I still remember sacks that I had in my hands that I missed, Greg.
Isaac Pearson punts away. A back spinner to Kingston awaiting between his 5 and the goal line. It's going to go into the end zone for a touchback. So BYU will lose about 25 yards of field position, but that's it. On the Jake Retzlaff fumble, that was in BYU territory. The Mustangs had a short field at the 43 and do nothing with it, as BYU's defense has faced only 6 offensive plays in 2 SMU series, including 2 big tackles for loss. We're early here in Dallas, 0-0.
More than 4 players in the backfield. 5-yard penalty, first down, BYU.
And so the Cougs will likely add the 5 yards to the touchback spot. It'll put it out to the 25, first and 10 after this. Scoreless Cougs and Mustangs. The offense back on the field for the second time after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Now back to Hans Olsen and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to school, back to football, and back to Tucano's Brazilian Grill. Whether it's the flame-grilled meats, the award-winning Unlimited Salad Festival, or decadent desserts, no other dining experience can compare. Make your Tucano's reservations today. We have 10:39 to play in the opening quarter. SMU 0, BYU 0. Mustangs have had the ball twice, punted twice on series that featured tackles for loss from BYU on each series. BYU's had 1 series, moving it well, got 1 first down, then a Jake Retzlaff fumble on a broken play led to SMU's second possession, but they get nothing out of it. So BYU for the second time brings the O back out onto the field. 25-yard line, first and 10.
So BYU's got to start getting up to the second levels in blocking. Right now, they're hanging out a little bit too long on this defensive front. And it's tough. Now, they play a four-down defensive front. When you hear me talking about an even front, that even defensive front, that means it's four, it's two. They're playing four guys down. When you got four down, you got to get the combos off. Somebody has to get off of that defensive lineman, and they got to pick up the linebacker. You can't let these easy scrape tackles happen in the run game like that. It'll make for a long night.
Jake Retzloff, one for two for 10 yards. The completion going to Reiner Swanson, the freshman tight end, with his first catch as a Cougar. L.J. Martin, one run for 1 yard, and that Retzloff rush that resulted in the fumble lost came with a loss of minus 3 yards as well.
And that looked like a broken play to me.
Yep. So we go pistol here. The Cougars do go pistol as they go right to left. South to north here at Gerald J. Ford Stadium. Strength is left with trips wide left. And pistol, Retzloff trailed by Martin. Chest high snap, give to LJ. LJ's got second level. Oh, he was an ankle tackle away from moving the sticks. He got only six on the play, but a nice burst from Martin. And a nice positive ground gain for the Cougs for the first time tonight.
Yeah, one of my favorite run plays. This is just a blast weak side. So you're going to get the ball off to LJ Martin, and he comes flying downhill. You get your tight end that slams down on the end, and you take it all inside, and he actually comes off the backside of that play.
Lassiter single wide to the short side, right side. Wide left, Roberts and Epps, a wing tight end left, as Retzloff's in the gun with Martin to his left hip. Option to the left, pitch back to LJ. LJ's got to make a man miss to move the sticks, and does. On second down and four, got himself five, and he looked to be stopped short of the line, but made a nice little sidestep and fell forward for BYU's second first down of the first quarter. 9:40 in the clock rolling, 0-0 Cougs and Mustangs. BYU's got the ball at its own 36-yard line. Drive began at the 25.
Some good blocking by Ethan Erickson on that last play on the outside, Greg. He was attached, and he got outside to the corner, and he was able to move him out of the way.
A 6'5", 240-pound junior tight end, Ethan Erickson. He's now a wing back to the right. Play fake for Jake. He throws, batted down at the line of scrimmage. He was going for Darius Lassiter, settling at the line to gain. It'll go to second down and 10. Jonathan Jefferson with his first pass breakup of the season. Jefferson, 6'3", 315, the defensive tackle. You mentioned Booker at 6'4", about 360. Jefferson is not too far behind him in terms of a big body in the way.
Darius was on a 10-yard dig, and he was open, dang it. If that hand doesn't get in the way, that's probably a completion for about 10, 12 yards.
Pistol again. Martin behind Retzloff. Two receiving options left and right. A delay look to the left, a sprint to the right. A little lob to Epps as the first down. Cody makes the catch and is into SMU territory. Well, nice find from Jake Retzloff there. Nice job getting open by Cody Epps.
That's Retzloff recognizing a man coverage, and somebody's just trying to run with Cody, and nobody can really keep up with Cody. So he's coming across the field with the middle linebacker attached to him. Middle linebacker breaks off of his coverage and goes to try to make a play on Jake Retzloff because he was the last line of defense on the contain. Jake Retzloff spots Epps late, drops it off. That's a hard throw to make.
Tight end Ray Paolo, part of trips to the short side, right side. Epps has his third catch of the year. BYU its third first down of the opening quarter. SMU without a first down. Lassiter motions. The give is LJ. No, it's a keep by Jake. Jake lowers the shoulders. He runs it left to the 42. A gain of six. I beg your pardon, a gain of four, setting up second and six. They may give him five on the lean. Yeah, Retzloff for five to the 42. So it is second down and five for BYU on the keeper by Jake Retzloff.
This is an RPO, and it's an RPO with a fly sweep fake. So you're going to get movement across the motion, and then you're going to pull from the running back. You got the option to throw or run it. He decides he's going to tuck it, run it, get him the sure five.
8:05 to play in the opening quarter, 0-0. Cougs and Mustangs here in Dallas. BYU's got the ball on the near hash mark. Going right to left from our vantage point. Two receiving options left and right. Retzloff gun, LJ left hip. A fake toss to the left. Retzloff looking down the seam and throws behind the intended receiver, incomplete, looking for Chase Roberts. His only misfire to Chase last week was throwing behind him, as he caught seven of his eight targets last week, and he was looking for Chase early there and throws behind him, setting up a third down and five. BYU on third downs is 1-for-1 tonight and 8-for-16 on the year. Tight end left, Erickson. Tight end right, Tase, and they're attached. think there are there 12 on the field for BYU?
I don't think so. No.
Ratzlaff in the gun. Sprint to the right on third down and five. Throws on the run high, and a catch made by Keelan Marion. Oh, it's knocked out incomplete. Oh, he had it.
He did.
He had it, and it came down as he came to the ground.
He did. He had it.
He's claiming he made the catch and hit the ground with the football, and they're saying incomplete, setting up a fourth down and five flag on the play. Babcock near the formation.
It might be roughing.
Personal foul. Roughing the passer.
Yeah.
Defense. Number 24.
Yeah.
15-yard penalty. Automatic. First down.
Good call, hands, and it puts BYU in scoring territory and bails the Cougars out of a misfire on a third down and five. It was a nice attempt catch by Keelan Marion. Couldn't come down with it, but Retzloff was hit late.
Yeah, he was. He was rolling out to the outside. I thought it might be late, but it was really close. If I would say, if I was Kobe,
the previous play of an incomplete pass is under review.
If I was Kobe Wilson, I'd be pretty upset with it.
So what they're going to do now is check to see if he did come down with the catch. Then you'd add 15 yards to the end of the run. So
are they into the catch, yeah.
Keelan Marion was fairly certain that he came down with the football. They'll take a look at it and see if that might be the case. Either way, BYU moves the ball 15 yards either from the previous spot or from the end of the run, end of the catch, which is the Marion attempt. And BYU will be in scoring territory regardless of the outcome of this review, which we will take with 7:42 to play in quarter number one. Almost halfway through the opening stanza, 0-0, Cougs and Mustangs, but BYU threatening on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's head back to the All-Pro Capital broadcast booth and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Well, some good news just got better for BYU because that review of a Keelan Marion attempted catch turned into a confirmed catch. Mitch, how did you see it down the field?
Yeah, after seeing the replay and seeing it live, I definitely thought he had possession. Keelan Marion came down with complete control of the football, and then before the ball came out, his butt hit the ground, and so there were 2 feet. His butt hit the ground as well, and so there were multiple, and that was all before the ball was stripped out. So I think that's what they reviewed and determined why it was overturned and ruled a catch.
And that came on a play in which Jake Retzloff was roughed, and so you had 15 yards to the end of the run or spot of the catch, and now BYU's first and 10 at the 16-yard line of SMU. Jake Retzloff, by the way, was throwing some warm-up tosses on the sideline coming out of that roughing the passer. That's Mitchell Juergens in the Zions Bank end zone, by the way, for banking that goes the extra yard. Zions Bank is for you. And the Cougars get an extra 15 yards after the catch. Keelan Marion for 11, so a 26-yard gain, setting BYU up first down and 10 at the SMU 16-yard line. Ball far hash mark, BYU right to left. Quarter number one, 7:38 to play. And now the clock is rolling in a 0-0 ball game. The play clock down to 15 as Jake Retzloff and the Cougars break the huddle. Double tight and a wide receiver, JoJo Phillips, in a triple cluster right, single wide receiver. Keelan Marion left. Retzloff will throw. Tasse makes a diving catch. Touchdown! Mataba Tasse is not being helped to his feet yet because he took a hard tumble in the end zone, making the catch for the score. He had to kind of slightly bobble it, tip it to himself, and come down with the ball. He makes a catch. He pays a price as he remains down in the end zone. But it's a touchdown catch by Mataba Tasse, his second in as many games. It is 6-0 BYU.
What a beautiful route. He's going to come out of that bunch set that you were talking about, that trip set. They motion Keelan Marion across the formation. Tasse just runs a straight post right down the seam. And this was very similar to the reception and touchdown that you got from Tasse last week. So really nice route. Now, he comes down on the football. And so there's a couple of different things. Number one, could have knocked the wind out of him. Number two, it could have maybe upset some ribs, but he's up. My guess is it knocked the wind out of him.
He is up and jogging off the field and high-fiving Jake Retzloff. What a score. Second time in as many weeks, BYU takes a 6-0 lead on that play. And what a catch, and the arms were firmly underneath the ball that he lands on and gets up. And it's funny, his teammates got to him to celebrate, and they're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Let's let him gather his bearings here.
I guarantee he was wheezing. I don't know when the last time you knocked the breath out of you, but you just wheeze, and it scares people.
Farron for the PAT. swings the leg and makes it 7-0 BYU. That's our first Mountain America Credit Union touchdown of the night. For each touchdown BYU scores this season, Mountain America will donate $250 to the American Red Cross to help fund humanitarian services and programs. Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. 7-0 Cougars. BYU takes the lead when BYU scores first in the Kalani Sitake era. The Cougs have won their last six games.
Number 21 of BYU is now number
98. He's going to say 98.
Number 21 is now number 98.
Yes, indeed. That's Enoch Navahine, who will wear 98 on special teams tonight. BYU 37-9 under Kalani when scoring first, and the Cougars have scored first in this one, 7-0. The Pigskin scoring summary is brought to you by your Utah pork producers and Daly's Meats. From farm to fork, Utah pork producers and Daly's Meats take pride in good practices that produce safe and nutritious pork right here in Utah. Make pork your protein of choice all season long for delicious and nutritious pork recipes. Visit pork.org as Will Farron sends a returnable kick to the 9-yard line to Breshard Smith. Smith running to his left, cleanly tackled by Ace Calfusi back at the 20-yard line. Give him the 22 on the advance. Nicely done. That pigskin, well, it was Cody Hagan, the other 18. There are two 18s for BYU. Cody Hagan, the receiver 18, and not Ace Calfusi, the linebacker 18, made the special teams tackle. Thank you for the heads up on that one from Mitch. But as for that pigskin scoring summary for BYU, it was 8 plays, 75 yards, and 3:23 off the clock. BYU scoring on a Jake Retzloff 16-yard touchdown toss to Matava Tase. 7-0 Cougs, 7-8 to play in the opening quarter. And by the way, we're going to call that catch by Tase and Newskin beautiful catch of the game because it really was a nice effort by the tight end. Newskin, discover the best you. Kevin Jennings, second quarterback to play tonight, is in the pistol for SMU. Takes off to the right. Jennings will throw in the right flat, complete to the 30, 32, 33-yard line to running back Jalen Knighton, and that's an 11-yard gain. So the first down of the game for SMU comes late in the first quarter with the number two quarterback, jersey number 7, Kevin Jennings, in the game. Jennings will go shotgun. He's got two backs in the backfield diagonally off either hip. Play fake nod. And wings it, almost intercepted, getting a hand on it was Mark Collins. Almost came down with it, goes to a 2nd and 10 from the SMU 33.
Well, they're going to try to get Kevin Jennings out running a little bit, at least force that pocket, because you saw the pressures that were coming down on Preston Stone, all kinds of rushes.
Kevin Jennings this time.
Yeah, no, well, last
in the, last time down.
Yeah,
gotcha,
you
right,
saw the,
right
the pressures coming, so they're trying to avoid those pressures by getting the run out there.
Point taken on the quarterback draw by Jennings, and Jennings has another first down running to the right side and forced out shy of midfield. So putting Jennings in the game has given SMU a spark as they look to come back from down 7-0 with 6:36 to go in the opening quarter, and the spot will be the 48-yard line of SMU.
Okay, so here you go. You know he's going to try to run. You know he's going to try to scramble. So make sure you're all in your lanes. You've got to rush lanes different. Now they're rotating out a defensive front. They're bringing in Singh. They've got Banya coming out. So you've got a different group to try to control those gaps.
Nelson and Batty will leave. Quads left, single wide right. So empty for Jennings in the gun. And throws wide receiver screen left. And it's good to Breshard Smith for about 5 yards on first down and 10. 2nd and 5 now from BYU territory at the 47-yard line.
So you remember against Nevada, Greg, they did this exact same thing. Jennings came in, he got the offense rolling. You can't let him get rolling. You got to make sure that you're keeping him in the pocket. It's going to really take a lot from the defense right here.
From the 47, ball far hash. 2nd and 5, Mustangs, 5:40 to play in the opening quarter. The hand clap and shotgun from Jennings gives to Smith middle, and Smith leans, ends up 2 yards shy as he runs between tackles, 2 yards shy of the line to gain. So it's 3rd down and 2, but if I'm SMU, it's 4 down territory here at the 44-yard line of BYU. You need to get to the 42, so probably 2 plays to gain 2 yards here. 3rd down and 2 for the home team. SMU in red jerseys, white pants, white helmets. BYU in the all-white jerseys and pants with navy blue helmets.
This is full run protection. They bring in Luke Toamatai, and he's going to make sure that that gap, that inside gap, is shut down. This is all run stop. Don't even think pass.
Jennings, gun. Chest high snap. give Knighton. Knighton didn't get there. I think he's about a half yard shy running off tackle left. So on third down and two, they got about a yard and a half, and the offense stays on the field on fourth and short. Let's see where they spot the ball down here. It'll be a half yard shy. In fact, more than a football, more like a football length than a true half yard. So fourth and very short for SMU. Between the 42 and 43 of BYU. Cougs 7, SMU no score, 4:25 in the opening quarter, clock rolling. LJ Johnson Jr., the running back off the left hip of Jennings. A chest high snap and whistle before the snap, timeout SMU.
Whew.
So first timeout taken.
That ball was snapped and they were looking for a mesh. They were going to pull the option and give Kevin Jennings the opportunity to pull that out of the gut and get off the edge.
Timeout, SMU. That's the first of the half.
I actually think that play was going to go for a first either way, whether they stayed in the gut or he pulled it off the edge, so I kind of like the timeout.
We'll take a break with 4:15 to play in quarter number one. BYU 7, SMU no score on a Retzloff to Tase touchdown pass. This is BYU football on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU football on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU fans, don't miss out on the greatest cruise ever. Cruising with the Cougs in April of 2025, an entire cruise ship reserved just for BYU fans. Check out BYUcruise.com to reserve your cabin today. 4:15 to play quarter number one. Greg Rubel, Hans Olsen upstairs. Mitchell Juergens down on the field and in the Zions Bank end zone for banking that goes the extra yard. Zions Bank is for you. BYU 7 and SMU no score. We'll come back into a fourth and less than a yard for the Mustangs between the BYU 42 and 43-yard line. Jake Retzloff 4 for 7, 54 and a score. So Jake is sitting at 4 touchdowns and no picks through one game and one quarter so far this season. LJ Martin leads BYU 3 carries, 12 yards. We've not seen Hinkley Ropati yet at running back tonight. And Cody Epps, Mataba Tase, Keelan Marion, and Reiner Swanson have all caught the ball one time and all for more than 10 yards on their receptions.
Well, the biggest positive that we've got through this point of the game, both sides of the trench are owning it. Especially the defensive line. Right now, BYU's defensive line against this SMU offensive line, they have owned them, and it's been really nice. Now we'll see if BYU's defensive line can hold up against this pressure.
Blake Mangelson, 1.5 tackles for loss. Jack Kelly, a tackle for loss. Harrison Taggart, a half tackle for loss. As
dominant.
Of the sacks, Mangelson officially has one, and Kelly has one.
Dominant.
There was only one game last year with more than 2 sacks in a game, and it was the Arkansas game when they had 4.
This is such a good start, Greg.
Wides to either side, double tight on fourth and less than a yard. They go under center with Jennings, and he follows forward for a yard and a half and has the first down on fourth down and short. So the pile is pushed to the 41 of BYU. Mustangs, new set of downs, first down and 10. They did not get a first down under Kevin Stone, rather under Preston Stone in 2 series under Kevin Jennings. The Mustangs are moving it.
That's what they did against Nevada. And BYU, this is familiar to BYU. They saw this in the first quarter against Nevada as well.
Smith and Bailey, wide receivers to the right. They'll go pistol now with the running back Knighton behind Jennings. Pressure in immediately. Dumps it up underneath. Complete to the 40 and 35, 30. And inside the 30, Romello Brinson, another SMU first down and a hit out of bounds by BYU, it would appear. And this will add 15 yards to the end of the run and set the Mustangs up in the red zone.
Okay, so now I'm calling down to my corners and I'm telling them we've got to get off of those blocks. Mark Collins has to be able to fight off that block, and that's just great effort on the outside by those SMU wide receivers to continue to push.
Officials discussing what the call will be here, but a flag flew as the runner was knocked out at the boundary. Cravon Barrett is the referee. He's in conversation, and now we'll speak with all of us.
After the play is over, personal foul, late hit, whiff targeting, defense, number 28. That's a 15-yard penalty. The previous play is under review.
Tanner Wall called for the target. If it stands, he'll be gone from the game.
So I was talking about Mark Collins. He's got to fight to the outside. Tanner Wall comes up late. If they call this targeting and they kick Tanner Wall out of this game, you might have to throw me out the window because that's going to rise my temperature. Now, Tanner Wall does come across with kind of the base of his helmet. He kind of drops his head a little bit, but it just barely taps the face mask of Kevin Jennings. This is not the letter of the law.
That's not a trademark prototypical targeting call at all, is it?
No, this is not why the rule was put in place. The rule was put in place to calm down any type of concussive hits. That is not a concussive hit.
Was there contact out of bounds?
Yes.
There was.
Yeah.
There
was, but it was barely late.
Yeah. Now on the next look I got at it, you do see face mask hit face mask. I mean, if you want to go true letter of the law, you do see Brinson's head take a hit. The more I look at that, hands, I could see if they want to give it that way, I can see it.
I can't. I just, the problem is, I don't think that Wall's intention is to blow up the head.
But he does get the crown of the helmet on the face mask.
After review, there is no targeting on the play. The 15-yard personal foul late hit will still be enforced.
Hand sock properly from the get-go.
It makes
the proper call. By the way, last week, BYU's penalties, there were three of them, and they were all five-yarders, nothing on the defense. This will be a 15-yarder against Wall on the defense. Good call, Hans.
I know that there's got to be some level of intent that these officials have to see. And Tanner was just coming across to try to push him out of bounds. By the way, it probably shouldn't even be a late hit out of bounds, Greg. He just was ushering him out of bounds, making sure that he didn't try to take another step up the sideline.
It ends up first and 10, however, at the BYU 14, so red zone possession. The glancing contact, not targeting. BYU 3 down linemen. SMU 3 wide receiver options to the left as the run goes to the right. Jennings is wrapped up and finished off. As Talon Alfrey was first in, it took tacklers 2, 3, and 4 to bring Jennings down on a short run to the right, give him 3 to the 12. It'll be second down and 7.
So much better fighting off the blocks and getting into those lanes. Oh, my gosh, so much better. And then just a really good angle by Talon Alfrey coming up from that safety position, coming all the way up to the line of scrimmage and making a tackle for a short gain.
Shotgun Jennings, the 6-foot, 185-pound sophomore quarterback, Breshard Smith, the senior running back, Miami transfer off his left hip diagonal. Play fake nod, pressure from the right, throw to the back right pylon, it is incomplete. 2-3 BYU defenders in the neighborhood as they went back left pylon for Jordan Hudson incomplete. It'll go to third down and 7 for SMU at the BYU 12-yard line. Cougars would win a victory by holding SMU to a field goal try. Certainly, they have one of the best kickers in the country due to the Mustangs and Colin Rogers for his career, 39 for 51. Can the Cougars force Rogers into field goal try number 52 here? It is 3rd and 7, 2:33 to play in quarter number 1. 7-0 BYU here at Gerald J. Ford Stadium, Dallas, Texas. Again, back to the shotgun is Jennings. Again, Smith off his diagonal left hip. Quarterback keep. And Tux runs. Did not get the first down. He's at the 6-yard line. A yard and a half shy of the first down. This will be fourth down on a long yard. And Jennings got just enough to, I think, convince SMU to go for it on fourth down, and the Mustangs will. So on fourth down on a long one, SMU keeps the offense on the field. What a massive swing of momentum this would be for BYU to hold here and keep the Mustangs from the line to gain. BYU platoons defensively. And Jennings got just enough.
Well, he had the ball out loose. He almost fumbled it. But they bring in Stone Eby, number 44. He's their downhill fullback. Watch for him to open up the gap.
They're in the eye. Eby blocking for Johnson. Sprint to the right. Jennings throws. End zone. Incomplete. And BYU takes over on downs. In the end zone, the tight end Hibner got a hand on it, but the pass is just wide and no damage done. As SMU gets inside the 10, comes away with nothing, and BYU's offense will take over. Fourth and a long one, they decide to throw it with Jennings running to the right, and he throws incomplete in the end zone. BYU now facing a 94-yard field, but despite giving up a turnover in its own side of the field, no points for SMU. Despite SMU driving and getting a personal foul out of bounds and getting it to fourth down inside, the 10-0 is given up. It stays 7-0 BYU.
And Jack Kelly continues to be everything he was billed as they transferred him out of Weber State. Jack Kelly providing the pressure to force the ball out of Kevin Jennings' hands. He's been uncomfortable throwing the ball every down. BYU is getting to him.
Oh, LJ Martin so far. He's the pistol back as Jake turns and gives to LJ. And LJ has a nice job getting it out beyond the 10 to the 11, 12-yard line. Good run for BYU on first and 10 from the 6. Give him 5 and almost 6. Solid run by Martin.
Solid run and a weak side blast. So you're just going to get your center and guard combos. Waylon Apuahu gets a really, really nice push. Oh, nice job, Waylon Apuahu. Just moving Jonathan Jefferson out of the way and allowing L.J. Martin to come downhill.
I mentioned it had been all L.J. Now we'll see Hinkley Ropati for the first time. He'll be the pistol back. Second down and 4. They gave L.J. 6 on that run. The ball directly between the hash marks as BYU goes right to left here in quarter number 1. 1:05 to go in the quarter. A turn and give to Ropati. Ropati sidestepping and then snowed under. He did not get the first down. He got only a yard, maybe 2. Third down and short coming up. Big down for BYU. They'll have to run one more play, at least one more, here in quarter number 1. Third down and 2 for BYU inside its own 15-yard line.
Okay, something we got to watch really closely. We saw L.J. Martin, and he was doing kind of that tendered little hop as he went off the field. So let's watch for L.J. Martin to come back onto this field healthy. It looked like he might have turned an ankle. I think he's going to be okay, but he did hobble off a little bit.
BYU 2-for-2 on third downs tonight, 9-for-17 on the season. Big third down early, 3rd and 2 from the Cougar 14-yard line. Retzloff in the gun. Option to the right. Pitch back to Ropati. Did not get there. Forced out at the boundary. BYU will punt it away. And they'll do it in the second quarter.
Doggone it. That's a really good job by Kel Sanders. He plays that outside linebacker for SMU. And Kel is going to trail this. He sees the pitch, man. They do a good job taking care of the quarterback. They had the right defense on for that call. Across the board, they had everybody walked up. Everybody had their responsibility.
That is the end of the first quarter.
BYU could not find 2 yards on 3rd and 2. Cougars punted away to begin quarter number 2 after this. 7-0 is our score after 1. Cougars lead the Mustangs on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.